Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. North Carolina is set to hire Michael Malone as their new head basketball coach, replacing Hubert Davis. Malone spent 10 years coaching the Denver Nuggets and led them to their only NBA title in 2023. The national title game tonight in Indianapolis, Michigan against UConn. You can catch that game tonight right here on The Fan following Buckeye Roundtable. Wisconsin guard John Blackwell announcing today he'll enter the transfer portal while also going through the NBA draft evaluation process. Third team All-Big Ten this past year, Blackwell averaged a career-best 19 a game. The transfer portal, by the way, opens tomorrow morning. Ohio State coach Ryan Day revealing today that starting offensive linemen Austin Sarveld and Phillip Daniels will miss the rest of spring football due to undergoing small procedures. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday, everybody. Back from the Boston trip. Common Man taking a quick little day here on a Monday, but all is well. We've got our guy Joshua Perry in the seat once again. Thank you for filling in for me last Thursday and Friday. Very nice of you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm glad to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Teddy, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, everybody is here and accounted for, and we're ready to go. We got a lot going on here on a Monday. Championship Monday. I know we're going to have thoughts on what college basketball's national championship game is, seeing as how it's Michigan and UConn for a chance at another one. But it's always cool when we got a title game on a Monday, even though I know we are both on the same page on this, because I've heard your take before. We want to get off Mondays.
Yes.
We are team get off Monday for a national championship. This should have been yesterday at a nice 5 o'clock in the afternoon, matinee style, prepare all day for it. It's over in two and a half hours anyhow. We can get to bed early It's all good.
So, I mean, we watched the women's championship. Yes, sir. I know they're different networks, but having those go back to back would be phenomenal.
That's right.
Why wouldn't we want something like that? But a Monday night, and it's a little bit late for your boy as well. That's the other thing. Did it used to be later though?
Because I swear this 8:30 is a good kick in the right direction. It was usually 9:15, 9:20 list time, which is I completely agree. I don't know who wouldn't. That is insane.
Starting
for Monday night
at 8:30 on a Monday night, though, as I settle into my older age, like I don't know if I'm going to make it. I may or may not. I would love to. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Why not? Why not 7:45?
Be great.
It's the only game.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh man!
Start your coverage whenever you want. I mean, you're going to be on whatever CBS Sports Network at noon today. Yeah. I'm sure John Rothstein's been on all day to this point, getting ready for it. He's going to be so sad when this day is done.
I mean, we come on here you and I, many other people across America, and we yell into the microphones about a different start time and potentially putting on a different date. Nobody listens because we're all going to watch anyway.
No, no.
We're all going to watch.
This really is such, it is one of my favorite times on the entire calendar. I have a hard time choosing between, is it that first week? I know in my heart it is those, it's the first couple days of March Madness, mm-hmm. so I'll just... Mm-hmm. I'll leave that off to the side, but then it all kind of just blends into this week. I always, the kid in me, we all have our dream jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have that, at least I did. We have that job that you would have wanted more than anything else in the world, and then the job that you actually get, you know, and you make the most of it, of what you're doing, and you try to have a positive outlook and be happy with the way things worked out. But when I looked at everybody that did this type of job, sports media, sports broadcasting, which is what I decided at a certain age that I wanted to do.
How old were you?
And it was,
when you decided?
This was like 10 years old.
Right.
So I was still pretty young, and I could be influenced at that way. At that age, I could be swayed. I'm the kid in me, right? It was all about Jim Nantz, baby.
Yeah.
It was Jim Nantz because he was doing the two things that I loved the most. He was calling all of the biggest games in the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. and then he was hopping on the CBS Sports private jet and heading straight to Augusta, Georgia.
Amazing.
To call the Masters. You leave from the national championship game tonight, Monday night. I don't know if he even gets a night's sleep or if you just head straight. I'd love to know that. I don't know if that was a Monday night flight at midnight, and that way you're waking up, you're having the sunrise at Butler Cabin or whatever cottage you're staying at Augusta National. That's what it was for me, to go back to back from those two things. And then, of course, he's the lead broadcaster for the NFL.
Yeah.
So it was basically the three things that I loved the most sports-wise in life. And that was, it was Jim Nantz. And I still think he's pretty awesome at his gig.
I agree.
Even letting go of basketball.
Yeah. No, I'm totally there with you. I like this time of year. I'm a college football junkie, obviously. So
totally.
That first weekend of college football, and then really the next week when you sprinkle in some NFL in there, like, that does it for me. This is a good time of year because I can drop in and really enjoy the tournament for what I like it for. And then we've talked about this. As I've gotten older, I've started to enjoy watching golf more. And that is a great...
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's just...
It's just something to do. It's got a rep as an old man's game.
It does.
But that is also...
Well, I'm golfing more now.
Kind of changed in the last 10 years where it is becoming a younger type of thing.
Yes.
Courses are packed.
They
can't get a membership anywhere.
Yeah. Shrink the game, as some people like to say.
Some people do say that. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm golfing a little bit, so there's probably some of that. It's an easy sport to watch on television, too. You know, they drop in on everybody you want to see. You get to see all the great shots. If you take a nap, it doesn't matter. You can wake up and you can get back into it. You know, it's one of those where, like, yeah, I'm here for it.
You know, I've wondered about this because what you said about golf on TV, you're 100% right. Like, you are going to, you can see more of it. You can pay attention. You can't even have your phones out there at Augusta, which, by the way, I like. I think that's a great policy to actually see people out there that are watching things with their eyes, listening with their ears, and they're not. It's the dumbest thing in the world to me, how we have to pull our phone out and film everything.
You know when that bothers me?
When the quality is just going to suck. Like, just for me, I went to opening day on Friday.
Yep.
I took a couple of photos. That's it.
So
things were going by and other people were out there filming, and I could just feel like my wife's not really that way. I'm not that way. We're more just sort of be in the moment. So they have like the dirty water when they won the game. Red Sox won that game 5-2.
Right.
They got Sweet Caroline. That's the thing that everybody sings. I just was in those moments. I didn't feel the need. Oh, I gotta like pull my phone out and like take selfie me doing this. Is it okay every once in a while? Fine. But I'm like, I don't need to be filming everything. TV is going to do that. I can go watch the highlights and say, yeah, I was at that one. It was great.
So it's a different thing because you don't get to watch the highlights after. Going to concerts nowadays and watching people film the whole concert.
Entire song.
That is insane to me. You can't even enjoy the song in the moment. Like, hopefully your video's good enough that
it's not.
A week from now.
The video will suck.
That a week from now, you're sitting on the couch, you just pull it up and you can... Like, what are you doing? You're at a concert. Just enjoy it.
Sony or somebody is recording it.
Yeah.
In high definition.
Oh, it's wild.
I'll never forget. I was so pissed off. You probably share with this. Anytime you miss a Dave Matthews Band concert, you're just beside yourself, right? Yeah. Me too. I missed a show. He was here in town, and you know, there's been pockets where Dave has not found a place to play. It's not that he hasn't found a place to play, but they used to play here pretty much like clockwork,
right?
When there was a nice outdoor music amphitheater. What are we doing, Columbus? I don't know how long. I don't know how long we're gonna go without that place in Polaris before we find a new spot where we just build something permanent, so we have a nice indoor slash outdoor pavilion with the grass seating, just a normal, you know, 14,000 seat, like big mega music amphitheater, whatever. But he was playing at Nationwide, didn't wind up getting tickets for it. And then wouldn't you know, I was leaving the Buckeye show and they were playing the entire concert live on his channel. So I went home and I just listened to him. I'm like, you know what? That's not so bad.
Not so bad.
Didn't buy tickets tonight. I've seen him, you know, 20 times before.
And there's and no I get bozo to enjoy this. With the cell phone right next to you.
Right. My buddy Scott doesn't have to bring his cell phone to the house the next day to show me, you know, three of the songs that we didn't want to hear Dave play that night. Because he'll do that. He'll make you listen to his crap. It's the one thing, one problem I have. Just give me all of the great stuff.
No, I don't agree.
There's some deep track songs that, yes, us as fans, we know we want to hear, but
no. Some of the best.
Lover Lay Down, leave it off to the side. I don't want it.
Some of the best songs from many of these artists are the deep cuts. They're the ones that were not singles. They're the ones that were not played over and over on the radio. I went to see Mary J. Blige. Mary's Joint.
Ooh.
One of my favorite songs, Mary's Joint. And I'm like, I hope she does it because it's a little bit more of a deep cut. And she did. And it was my favorite part of the concert. You take all the rest of the songs, it's fine. I want to hear them, but I love the deep cuts.
There's like, but I guess when you're a P1, like you're a hardcore fan, mm-hmm. there's deep tracks that everyone in the fan base does love. But then there's those other ones where you just don't ever need to hear them.
No,
fire them off into the sun. That's what I'm talking about.
Because one of my favorite Mariah Carey songs is like that. And I can't find a YouTube video of it anywhere because she doesn't even do it live. Nobody wants to hear it except for me. But it's the best song.
She gets to listen to it on the album then.
I do.
YouTube music or whatever it is.
If I see her live, I'd like to hear the live rendition.
Talk to Dave. Maybe Dave can talk to her.
I guess.
Probably get her to start doing it. Hmm. All right. So coming up today, we've got Foodgasm at 4:46. I got some food things from the trip to Boston that I'd like to tell you about. Jason's Beef. I'd also like to tell him how my experience was because we talked about it going in and some of the iconic ballparks in this world. That is certainly one of them. So we'll talk to Jason Stark, all things baseball at 5:30. And it's good to have our guy, Joshua Perry, here in the building today. I keep hearing a criticism this time of year, and I want to address it. It's about the Columbus Blue Jackets, things we say about their run right now. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the south side between Frank Road and I-70. We also have some slowdown due to that construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you'll earn $7 toward your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, whew, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plan for a pretty quiet rest of your day, although it is going to be breezy at times. Northwest winds of 10 to 20 gusts higher. Partly cloudy skies overall, in the mid-50s for a high this afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight with a widespread freeze. Temperatures fall down to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, it'll be a cool one, even with lots of sunshine. Highs only reach the upper 40s. The wind is going to be quite a bit lighter. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to put an end to something that we always like to say about Jackets hockey this time of year. It might not be what you think. But first, I want to talk about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
Ooh.
This is as good a time as any to just get every problem in your arsenal fixed. You know, ED issues, erectile dysfunction. It's springtime, baby.
Spring in action.
Let's spring it up, yeah. Babe. Like, let's go. Three things that are essential to a fulfilling relationship: love, intimacy, sex. That's the biggest. Oh, that's the big one right there. So call my guys, 800-900-9654, or get started at tristatemenshealth.com. They've got treatments for ED when those pills or herbals fail. They got treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God, they have six locations, two of them right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. If ED is affecting you, it's time to get back to the sex, intimacy, and love that bring you closer together with your partner. They got an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be doing it the day after your appointment. How about that? TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Okay, so you catch any of those Jackets in this little stretch here? I thought, you know, when I'm looking at the standings right here, so Philadelphia moves up. They've got 90 points. Islanders lost. They're sitting there at 89. They're a spot out of the wild card. Mm-hmm. Boston, they're way up there now, 95 points. Senators, 90. Detroit Red Wings, next game for the Jackets, 88. You, the Jackets, 88. Capitals, got to worry about them, 87. If they could have just played okay hockey,
sure,
in this stretch, they're in, man. Like, they're in. Instead, I still think they're not going to do this.
No.
Because of what I've seen in the past. I have my doubts. I'm scared to death. I know they're still in it.
Yeah.
I don't believe they're actually going to do it. Have we been watching this team? They've had so many opportunities. And they've all gone out the window.
It's really wild. And we were talking about it a little bit during the break. But when I'll go back to the game against Carolina. You lose that one.
You're up 3-0. Right? Wasn't that the game you're up 3-0 in?
No, the one that they just
played. Was that Boston?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it was 5-1 or whatever the score was.
Right. You got the you-know-what kicked out of you, yes. Thursday on the road in Carolina.
Ten shots.
And this is where I'm going with this. You need six to win it by the end of the game. It was really, you needed probably five for most of the game if you were being competitive. You only get 10 shots. For anybody who's looking around and they're like, oh, man, you know, like there's still a chance. Like, I don't know how you get there after watching. I didn't even watch the latest one. It was like
2-1, Winnipeg gets it done.
Yeah. I mean,
goal midway through the third. You got nothing. Again, like it was just the last two periods were just so lousy, mm-hmm. so listless, lethargic, whatever L word, lackadaisical. We've been losing. We've just been losers for the last
there
six games.
There you go with your L's.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to make it about. All this time we've been doing this, we get to this part in the season, uh-huh. and we have our Ohio State Buckeyes mm-hmm. that roll in with spring football.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot tell you how many messages I get, even when I feel like we give the Jackets a fair amount of positivity and excitement. And I always feel like I am up for rewarding them when they do good things, when they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have already come on here and spread positivity about what they have done and how exciting this stretch was before we got to this stretch that we're living in. But when Rick Bonus came in here and just lit a fire under these guys' asses, I'm sitting here saying, this is amazing. I've been to several games throughout this stretch, having a good time, loving watching hockey, loving to see all the diehard fans that have been with this franchise since the beginning, that have had nothing to celebrate, nothing at all. And still, I will hear this time of year, how can you guys spend any time talking about Buckeye football and spring practice when we've got our hockey team making their run to the playoffs? First of all, like you do, we're on like all day,
right?
All day long. Some of us bleed a little bit more towards hockey than others. Like, that's the way it goes. Like, sure. Different shows have different strengths that they like to talk about. Of course, we from 3 to 6, we're kind of all over the place, and it's not always all sports. But are we really forgetting one of the key elements when it comes to, oh, I can't believe you're talking about something and not talking about this as much? We're talking about Ohio State football, which lives at the top.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the best to ever do it.
Yes.
At their craft, and everybody will tell you so. Even if you go to other parts of the country where they hate us, Ohio State football is greatness. And people, things, media tend to revolve around greatness. Sort of becomes a thing,
right,
you know? You
right.
spend money on it.
Yeah.
You buy tickets. People want to hear about it. People want to go to it. It's sort of a thing, you know? And we're even in the off season, it's at the forefront. And so I'm just tired of hearing that little thing. It just needles me. And just the back of my mind says, well, let's do something about that. Let's start winning. Let's actually cross that bridge. Let's get there. And then maybe we can complain more about that. Even though, you know, football is also probably the most popular game in the United States of America. There is that. But we'll talk about that.
Sure.
There's room for that because they're awesome. That's not the reason for any of this happening to the Columbus Blue Jackets anyway. Go out, do your thing, get the job done. The fanfare, all of it, the praise is going to be there when it is deserved.
Yeah, it would be, just to respond to the why wouldn't you talk about it more, spend less time talking about Ohio State football. The idea to me is that when you have a team that has the history of the Blue Jackets, and for the shows that I've been a part of this offseason for me, I feel like we spent a pretty good amount of time talking about CBJ, how well they had played, this push that was supposed to happen, maybe it does happen, for the playoffs, right? We spent a lot of time talking about that. But there also comes a point where I don't think anybody wants to hear us come on the radio and just bitch and moan about a franchise in our own city, because that's where some of this gets to. This last stretch that we've watched, like, we have to talk about it. It's doing our due diligence. People deserve to hear our thoughts about one of the teams in our city. If we spent as much time as some of those people who are requesting that we do talking about it, it wouldn't be very positive. And it feels like after a while, you do the thing. We've seen the story a little bit. We have the conversation, and then we move on to the things that we know we get the return on.
I'm just saying, though, like you said, it's about return. I will sometimes go home and in the back of my mind say, like, wow, like this is insane. Mm-hmm. Like Allen Iverson starts talking to you, right? Like, we're talking about practice, like, not a game. We're talking about practice. But in a way, like, isn't that really cool?
Yes.
Like, I'm never going to apologize when something becomes so historical and you're so good at it that it is so deeply ingrained into your culture.
Right.
That is not a thing that I would ever try to push back on or push away from. At times, maybe like maybe you see like 10 different storylines hitting your social media feed and it's all about like, what is this guy doing in this battle, whatever. Maybe you can be exhausted for a day. But ultimately, I come back and I'm like, that's crazy. Like how we've got the thirst for that. I am always going to be here and arguing that we are a town and we're a city, we're a station that has room for everything.
Sure we do.
Which is why I will never, and I'm going to get to it later in this show when we talk about Buckeye basketball and how the offseason is starting with what's going on in tonight's national championship game. There can be no let up and no excuses for not having more room for both football and men's basketball.
I agree
when it comes
that.
To that one. But Jackets hockey, there's going to be room for it.
Yeah.
There is. And get the job done here.
Listen,
down the end of the stretch.
Listen.
Let's get into the playoffs, for God's sakes.
I feel like a lot of people were making plenty of, you mentioned it, you were going to games. A lot of people were making plenty of room, to your point, when they felt like there was a reason to. That's the whole thing about this. And we talked about it, Mark Titus and his comments about people parachuting into Ohio State basketball, after the football season's over. Well, if in October and November we really felt like that thing was cooking, I bet you people just wouldn't be dropping in out of nowhere.
They would be. You, if they were 18-2.
Yes,
with, you know, four top 15
That's
wins.
That's the whole thing about this.
We'd be like, holy smokes! Buckeye men's basketball is back to cooking like they did.
Talk about
Thad.
The things that are fun and are good. That's the thing about
that's
it.
What
it.
That's what it's always been
the whole
about.
Thing. Yes,
that's what it's always been about. Let's win. And we got to go on the road to Detroit. Got three straight road games here against three really good teams
right
now.
Fun.
We're having players, not players only. I think Bonus gets in there too. But
the players only meetings. Urban Meyer used to say this, but only bad teams have the players only meeting. That was his quote on it.
You don't really ever have it when things are going
things
swimmingly,
are
right?
You don't
we
need
don't,
to do
we
it.
We don't call it a players only. We might meet as players only.
But it ain't a players
ain't a
only
label
meeting.
On it. Yeah,
no.
We're just here in a room at a time talking about how good we've been lately. Speaking of Buckeye spring practice, I need to ask Joshua's opinion on a little tradition that we got over at the Woody Hayes and how much it really means. That's in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup if you're on East Williams Road at Lockburn Road. And we've got some slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side going from Greenlawn Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation. And you'll earn $7 towards your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is in for Common Man today. Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company. We thank them for sponsoring this show. All right, Joshua, the old black stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in this town knows what that's all about. For the most part, it's a tradition that they've got over there with Ohio State football. And look, I like things like that. Sports and tradition go hand in hand.
Yes.
And it doesn't, some of these things have been around for 120 years. Some things get made up on the spot and they fade away into nothing, and some become things for a long time. The wave at Iowa's Kinnick Stadium is a good example of something that's more new. It fits. You have a children's hospital that's right there. It rises above the stadium. They decided to do a little wave there. The start of, what is it, the second quarter, third quarter? I don't know.
I think it's the second quarter. Start of the second quarter, they walk out there and wave to the children.
Well, whenever it is, it's cool.
It's fantastic.
And depending on how good their camera work is on that given game, there might not be a dry eye in sight.
Yeah.
If they wrap a little, you know, story around it and do some writing to it. But for Ohio State football, the black stripe removal hasn't been around forever, but it means that you've done all of the things that you've got to do to be an Ohio State Buckeye. And I do find it interesting now because you've got a blend of true freshmen, which is what I would have originally thought that it's mostly about. Like you're going from one stage of your football career to another. And it's likely, it's a big step, no matter how talented you were.
No doubt.
You're going from playing against high schoolers to real men. 85% of these guys or more have aspirations to play in the National Football League.
Correct.
Like, these guys are all trying to go there. And now you got not just freshmen, but transfers. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys that have done quite a bit as college football players that got to do it too. I'm just wondering from your standpoint, since you've lived it, is this that big of a deal? Like, what's the talk behind the scenes about having it, about losing it? Because now we see some of the behind the scenes footage where CJ Barnett,
yes,
my will
guy.
Come out, "We got a black stripe removal," and he'll yell and everybody goes crazy. It seems great. Is it like that in real life?
It is. And Urban brought the black stripe with him. That was my freshman year, his first year as coach at Ohio State. And it was, that was a buy-in creation off season. So there were older guys on the roster that he had to create buy-in with because these guys didn't know him and some of them were running out of time. And then there were young guys who he wanted to make sure were doing the things that they needed to do. So that has really evolved now into this big tradition of being a part of the team. And we see some of these freshmen who get their stripes off early in the spring. We see some guys that maybe make it into training camp before they get their stripe off. The reason why it is such a big deal in that building is it's not just about the player whose stripe is getting removed. It's about that position coach. It's about that position room. It's about that side of the football and what they can do to help bring their guys along. As a veteran player, I remember, you know, Dante Booker, for example, was one of my guys. I was his big brother. And that moment where he gets his stripe off becomes a big deal for me because of my mentorship in bringing him into that room and helping him become successful.
That's good.
Yeah. So I think that's where a lot of it comes from. Now, let me give you a little behind the scenes. My freshman year, Urban recruited half of my recruiting class. The other half was Jim Tressel's recruiting. So we were holdovers. I came in early. There was about six of us. Everybody else came in the summer. It felt like there was a preference toward his own guys to get the stripe off.
I understand that. You so, feel that at least?
Oh, yeah. So we were probably 2 or 3 weeks into the regular season. Tyvus can attest to this because he was in that same group with me. Came in early, had the stripe on for a very long time. I was getting ready to play in a game. I was going to be on the punt team. And Urban's rule was, if you had a stripe on, you're not contributing for us. And so it almost felt like well, we're down bodies and we need you to be out here. So we're just going to take this stripe off so you could go play in the game, which is hilarious. I don't think it's like that anymore. Like, I think this is really a maturation process. We're going to do it the right way, but
they had too many black stripes back in the day where they didn't maybe think that through. We're like, we need guys to actually play in the football game. So get that thing off.
They were ready to hold on to some of those stripes. This was back in the days of processing recruits out of the program. And I'm not exactly sure he loved the whole class of 2012. Funny thing about that, this is not a crap on Urban segment. He texted me this morning, sending me pictures of his grandkids and their Easter celebration.
Yeah.
But like early on, it was definitely a carrot to dangle. And for that group, at least, it was this is the in group, this is the out group. And until you get that stripe off, you're not one of us. And that was a real thing.
It's funny you just mentioned Easter. I always had this thing in my head that was the proverbial Urban Meyer Thanksgiving table. You know what I mean? Like, these were the guys for not his family. Right. This would just be a Thanksgiving table of all of his favorite players.
Like Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Sitting at the head of the table.
Tim Tebow opposite of Urban. Tim Tebow has the armchairs.
Yeah.
Like he's the other. Or maybe there's another guy that I think might have fought Tim Tebow for the armchair.
Johnny Simon?
And it might have been John Simon.
Yeah. It might have been John Simon. Chairs on the other side of the
muscles
table.
Muscles are ripped off of his body. He's fighting like hell to get out there. He's going to get that turkey leg. He's going to fight Tim Tebow for it.
Oh, there's two turkey legs.
I think you could have been in at the table.
I would have. Depending on how many chairs we have. I think the table could have been big enough for me.
I mean, it's a Thanksgiving table, so I like to think like in a place like Urban's house out there in Muirfield, he's got like at least 12 seats.
He had a lot of room. There are probably a couple tables in there.
And I really think you could get there. Do we still, like you mentioned you had to get the black stripe removed to go into a game. Can we still have guys play, but then in practice they've still got the black stripe? I think we got there. That's not a thing
point,
these days.
Back in the Urban Meyer days, like he really used that as a motivation tactic. And so even if you were a guy who had to maybe be on special teams out of necessity, he wasn't just going to let you think that you did everything you needed to do to feel like you were fully a part of the team.
It's interesting, too, like when you have guys like James Smith, who comes over from Alabama. You take him or, you know, take another, you know, transfer that we've brought in here that had done quite a lot in college football. The type of mindset that creates when whatever you were doing, it's not to say that wherever you came from, you didn't have your own culture, your own ways of doing things.
Right.
But when you're here at Ohio State, it's going to be almost like hitting a reset button and take everything that you have done as a veteran.
Sure.
This should be no thing for you.
Right.
You know,
right.
You come here. You bring all that wisdom, you do it the right way. James Smith got his black stripe removed fairly quickly.
Yes.
You know?
And I think a lot of those guys coming in, getting the black stripe off isn't necessarily about like how you practice. You know, you're coming in a lot of times, you understand what it takes to be a great practicer, right? Like it's not about weight room. It is about how quickly, as somebody with experience, the reason we brought you in here is because you have experience. How quickly can you become a leader in your room?
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of the veteran guys, and this is just me pontificating, I don't know this to be true, but I think that's what they're looking at more than anything, because they should be able to come in and practice and do all the right things because they've done it before.
So Brock Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Brocky Boyd, the wide receiver from Texas. Boy, did we undersell this guy. I'm looking at his 24/7 sports like sheet here. He was the 123rd ranked wide receiver. He was 118 in the state of Texas. He wasn't in his top 100. And I know that's obviously that's a great recruiting ground. 6'1", 190 pounds. This guy is the third fastest to lose his black stripe in the spring next to, good for Carnell Tate being in there, 5 practices. Jeremiah Smith, 4 practices.
Jeremiah,
that's it.
Been 2 practices.
That's the list. I mean, my God, does that make you feel good about that room? Because you're already talking about Devin McEwen.
Yeah. Have you seen
super
the practice
fast guy from UTSA
of Boyd? Have you
oh
seen
my
him?
God, he's just a stud, man. He's a gamer.
He is. And route running, separation,
toughness,
all the things that you would want to see. He's got that. So
this is great.
I mean, phenomenal.
You lose Brian Hartline.
It was a question.
You got Chris Henry Jr. here.
It was a question.
You got Brock Boyd. Like that. Nobody
you know,
was really
like,
even given
Jeremiah,
a time of day.
And you got Ennis. You're hoping that maybe a couple of the freshmen can step up, and we're starting to see it.
No, that is fantastic. All right. Updating you on the mass exodus with Buckeye basketball. You're wondering if I have thoughts on the matter. Oh, yes, I do. That is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow if you're on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt going from US 23 to 71, and expect some slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and US 33. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT. USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
When you are a member of Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling, can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is filling in for the Common Man today. We've got Jason's Beef coming up at 5:30. We'll baseball talk. I went to Fenway Park on Friday.
How was it?
I said this before. When we booked this trip, you know, we're taking like a half week of the kids' spring break. We did not know that it was opening day when we booked the trip. Sarah and I were looking for a city that we'd never been to before.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty. Had never been to Boston.
I've never been either.
And of all the parts in the U.S. that I want to explore a little bit more, the Northeast.
Sure.
It's very befitting of what I like climate-wise. Let me tell you. That was a chilly climate this week. This week. Woo, baby. There was no going to the beach or any of that. Like, no, that was out. Other than Friday, we were there, you know, parts of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, parts of Saturday. It was cold and chilly, except for when the Red Sox game was on Friday afternoon for us.
I love that.
For opening day.
Good for you.
So it's obviously up there. You guys listen to me. You know me. I love classic college basketball venues,
mm-hmm,
where the building is as much a part of the story when you go to the game as the game itself. We were talking before the show about the Palestra,
yes,
in Philadelphia and how Ohio State had their game there back in, what we say, it was 05?
Yeah.
Who'd they play? St. Joe's.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if that would have been Jameer Nelson and Delonte West St. Joe's or a little bit after. It's hard to imagine. Those guys were a one seed in an NCAA tournament.
Insane.
With that backcourt.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, the Palestra was just so cool. I was there for an actual Ivy League game, and Fad Mata actually had a poster on the wall, because a lot like Fenway, where there's just, you know, little write-ups about the building of the stadium itself.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is old and iconic, simplistically done. Like at Fenway, the way the signage is for the restrooms, for the concessions, for the grandstands, it's just green outline, white background.
Yeah.
Thin red lettering. And you can tell it's been updated and it's been more freshly painted, but they've tried to capture the essence of it being old and intimate. And it's great. They've added seats to the top of the Green Monster,
sure,
as you know, through the years, but still, like, just being near that, looking out on that, it was one of the best. I've been to Wrigley, I've been to PNC Park in, mm-hmm, Pittsburgh, which is a newer feel, but it's really cool. Camden Yards, always one of my favorites for Baltimore.
So Mike and I were talking about this in terms of football stadiums and how everybody's doing a new stadium and it's going to have a dome and the whole deal.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, you don't get the Fenway type experiences when that's what you're going for.
Mm-mm.
And there's something, yeah, about it where it's like, I enjoy, you said it, the building for me might be as big as anything else that's going on.
I would think 90% of people, maybe more, that visit Fenway Park are going for the park,
yeah,
and not the two teams that are playing. Maybe you scope it out and try to see if you're, if say I was an Orioles fan,
sure,
I'm going when Baltimore is in Boston. Maybe you try to do that,
right?
So you can watch a little baseball. Like it's not. I'm not trying to shun Red Sox fans. I think put the Boston sports fan, the Boston baseball fan at Fenway, way north of most of the Cubs fans at a game at Wrigley, from actually experiencing that. Cause where we just went to a game at Wrigley last summer, and I'm telling you, where we were sitting, we were in the outfield too. And you have to go so early. It's not that people don't show up. It's right. just they're there to just chat with their buddies.
Like it's a social event.
It was so much hanging out.
Yeah.
And I felt like Sarah, Jack, and I, because the Reds were playing.
Right.
And that also was random. Like we booked the trip to Chicago first, then found out, oh, it's the Reds that are in town. So that was great to see. And, you know, we're all invested. Ellie hit a triple in that game. So there was that. And in Boston, where we were at least sitting, people were dialed in,
yeah,
and completely dialed in to the game.
It's like when visiting teams come to the Horseshoe. Like, obviously, you want to watch Ohio State and you want to watch your team, but a lot of people like looking at the cathedral that is Ohio Stadium. You know, there's just something about
the photos in the rotunda.
That's exactly what you want.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
what
you want.
There's not many football stadiums, as you kind of illustrated, and with the way they're going now.
Yep.
College football is your best bet.
100%.
Outside of, you know, you got Lambeau and you've got some iconic stadiums, but they're getting to be fewer and far between. College football still got a bunch of great ones. I think if you go to lower levels of college football, you can find some hidden gems. So Buckeye basketball this weekend, Joshua, we got a lot of updates on what the roster, I wouldn't say construction yet, I'd say deconstruction. Right? It's being smashed down. I saw T-Bone too tweeting earlier about, you know, the fact that you had three Mr. Basketballs in Ohio that were part of this program and they're all gone.
What's
right
up
now
with the Mr. Basketballs in Ohio?
Right. I don't know if that says more about Ohio State sending away Mr. Basketballs or what those Mr. Basketballs have become basketball players, because I had a tiny bit of an issue at the time when Devin Royal went away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think with where we are, my point being, and I'm not a Devin Royal lover.
Right.
We were talking in the break, like there's some guys you look at and he's a talented guy.
Sure.
Like, production wise. Yeah. I don't think we're in a position as Buckeye basketball to just
send out production,
to say bye bye to that kind of known production.
Right.
That's what it is. But if we're just talking about the whole package,
sure,
which is talent and then everything you bring on the side, I've sometimes found myself looking at him and I've said, like, what's going on here?
So can I say
what's going on behind your eyes right now? You're sick for a game in East Lansing at Michigan State late in the season when we're trying to make the tournament, that type of stuff.
So Bruce out the door and you have Royal there and was probably going to command some NIL dollars.
Absolutely.
And you're sitting there, and at that point, you're asking yourself the question, obviously about production, but if we're going to pay, we got to pay for leadership too.
Yeah.
And so maybe at that point, with what he might have been asking for, I don't know anything, but do you say...
No, I think you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're on the money.
Do you say, like, I'm not going to pay for that...
Exactly.
...if I'm not getting the full package?
We're going to go with John Mobley.
Yeah.
We're gonna go with John Mobley. Do I know that John Mobley will be that kind of leader? I don't know yet.
It's hard to replace.
I have
more
optimism in that.
Yes,
because he's got a little something. He's got like a little FU, like mentality.
That's what you gotta have.
You do in the right way.
Yes,
but I see some of that with John Mobley, and it's just for right now. The guys that have gone into the portal: Tayson Chapman hitting the portal, Gabe Cupps hitting the portal. Yep. Glad about that, because I thought I'd heard that they were trying to retain him. And I just, no offense to Gabe, like I want everybody to find a place in college basketball. But it's just, with what we're trying to do, we can't apologize for that anymore. With where we're trying to go, and with the injuries, how long you've been in college basketball now, I don't know if I want to risk another year for something that we might not get.
We
saw, there was a point, it was tweeted out late in the season where you had more fouls than you had points.
That was wild.
Like, we can't be averaging less than 2 points. We need guys that can give some kind of spark off the bench. That wasn't happening. Tayson Chapman, little glimpse here and there.
Yep.
That wasn't happening.
Yep.
And then Colin White, that really wasn't happening.
Yes.
Lower level of high school basketball, got the Mr. Basketball label. It wasn't going to happen here. All right, more. I want to touch more on this.
We can.
More on this coming up here at 4 o'clock. Joshua Perry is in for the man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident if you're on East Williams Road at Lockbourne Road. We also have a couple-minute holdup on eastbound U.S. 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, one of the most coveted basketball coaching jobs at the collegiate level, being filled from the NBA level. News coming today that North Carolina will hire Michael Malone to replace Hubert Davis. Malone coached the Denver Nuggets to their only NBA title back in 2023. Championship game tonight in Indianapolis, Michigan meeting UConn. Wolverines triumphant their first national title since 1989. UConn's won three titles in the last 4 years. You can hear that game tonight here on The Fan. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds try for a fourth straight win as they open a series at Miami. Cleveland Guardians at home of Kansas City. Ohio State football coach Ryan Day revealing that starting offensive lineman Austin Saraveld and Philip Daniels will miss the rest of spring football after undergoing small procedures. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. The whole gang will be back tomorrow. Joshua Perry. Three straight days for you?
Yeah. I mean, you basically had the weekend in between. Yeah. It's not straight.
We basically should just have a little placard here that you're part of the show. I feel like you've done...
I'm still waiting.
You've done
for
enough shows by now.
A login, so I don't have to be on my laptop.
Oh, that's gonna take a while.
Seems like it.
You want a Kenny Loggins?
Yeah, I do.
I might be able to get you Dave Loggins. Fun fact: Dave Loggins actually wrote the theme to the Masters.
I did not know that.
I know it sounds made up. Frankly, usually when someone's making up a brother of someone, their name is Dave. But that's actually a real one. You can look that up. But I'm excited for it.
But Teddy, not on your work computer because you don't have a login.
He's got no logins.
I don't have the phishing email, so there's that. Not to worry about.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to log in. Because then you're going to have to get... You don't want to be in the system. You're best being outside the system.
Click on everything.
We can't get at you. I feel like our company emails are more phishing than any kind of phishing that could be out there in the ether.
Just click on everything.
We're taking so many tests and quizzes about phishing. I don't know if we could ever be attacked that way.
Here's the thing. I'll take the test. I'm not even going to look at the company email. I'm just not. I just want to be able to get into the computer.
I want the guy that wouldn't take the test. And that's you. you have your nice little laptop here.
Do we know what they'll do if you don't take the test? Do they withhold your pay until you complete the little module?
I think bad things will happen to you. I think people will actually come to your home. There'll actually be a guy there like wearing the logo of the company.
All right.
and they will do bad things.
Sounds like a trespass to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no. Like, I guess we all signed up for it.
All right.
It's in the fine print somewhere.
I got to ask Fishy about it.
Fishy will, he's in management, so he's probably not going to tell you.
I just want to know what happens.
Company guy. Yeah. Company man.
Company man.
Yeah. To an extent, we all got to be company men. So, Teddy, you excited for the golf this weekend? Did you watch a little bit yesterday?
I did watch a little bit over the weekend. You know, that was crazy finish. They had to play like 24 holes, some of the guys did yesterday, right? Or something like that. It was just a tight bunch to finish, and it was bad weather they had there in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But
crazy, right? They don't get rain in Houston.
No, but they did over the weekend.
Well, when they get rain in Texas,
when they get rain there, they get like floods.
Of course,
that's what they get there. They don't get like just a little bit of rain. When it rains, yeah, it floods there.
So that 18th hole they were playing, they always play in Texas for 2 weeks leading up to Augusta for this week's tournament at the Masters, and the 18th hole is already a banger of a par five. It's a fun hole, right? It's got a creek that runs up the middle, almost like the par five at Jack's Place, number five, kind of without the dog leg, right? Like reminiscent with the creek running up the middle. And that sucker, they said, was playing at almost 725 yards
because the leaders
were coming to the 18th yesterday. And Bobby McIntyre, the Scotsman, he eagled 17. A drivable par four.
A short par four,
incredibly clutch. Eagles the 17th. So he's down one going to 18. A birdie hole, par five, even though it's playing long.
Right.
Absolutely obliterates his drive. Just demolishes this thing. He's in position A, and just like I would do, he gets over his second ball with his 3-wood in hand and just hooks the ever-living you-know-what out of it.
It's so good.
Into some mud field, into some part of the hole where no human has ever gone.
Hit a long way, though.
He hit it a long way, double-crossed it. He actually got on the green somehow from there.
From the mud.
After taking a drop. And then his birdie putt was nowhere near. So J.J. Spawn, it was just like the U.S. Open last year. Spawn and Bobby Mack were going at it. So,
and he's just he's just a little guy, but JJ Spawn's not a big man, but he can really.
It doesn't matter if these guys are big or not. They all hit the ball a ton.
It always amazes me. But
it's the torque, Teddy.
They produce, I guess, great torque, but he's a fantastic player.
You got good torque, Joshua?
Bit of a rotational athlete. I think I can torque a little bit.
I think he could torque.
Twerk?
You a torker?
Twerking or torquing?
Twerking.
Torquing.
Talking about, we need more bendability, any kind of bendability.
Yeah.
Then the hips.
You got to loosen the spine up a little bit.
It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips is what I've heard about the golf swing. I think Joshua could probably send it out there 350. It's your long, you're playing a little bit, right?
Yeah.
If we worked with you, we could get you hitting the ball a long way.
I get a hold of it sometimes, but where it's going,
nobody knows. I've never seen someone
go on a little journey.
I've never seen a man hit a ball more sideways and farther than our guy Jake Ballard, tight end.
Yeah.
He puts about like 150 yards of spin on the ball. He puts it about 400 yards out that way and then 100 yards
good for him.
Off to the
honestly,
left.
Great for links golf. Yeah.
Really a marvel to watch, honestly.
Well, none better than our guy Tyvis with the club and the water.
Hey, right. At least Jake does hang on to the golf clubs. All right. So we left off talking about the Buckeye men's basketball in the offseason and what's happening with the roster right now. So, bottom line with where this team is right now, you say goodbye to Gabe Cupps, Tayson Chapman, Colin White. So far, you're looking at John Mobley. You're looking at Amari Bynum, Josh Ojemwuna, who is a wild card. He's coming off of a year-long injury. You know, and we never saw, a completely high-level guy at Baylor before that. We're not talking about some 10-10 guy, 15-10 guy. Maybe more of a project player. So there's that. And you got Anthony Thompson, McDonald's All-American. Watched a little bit of that Mickey D's game. Didn't see a ton from him. Saw him hit a three and then rush a three in the first half when I was checking in. But are we so dead set on Anthony Thompson, that this guy is going to be Malachi Branham-like? And I don't even think, we know Malachi's ceiling wasn't as high coming in as Anthony Thompson's in. It's a lot to ask. The bar set high for him. Will he walk through that door, be that guy as a true freshman? I hope. I'll be a little skeptical until I see what he's all about and his adjustment to the college game.
I mean, I think it's kind of what they're dependent on right now. I think that's the move. Obviously, they're going to have the portal targets, and they, you know, you got to figure out how that aligns with what you're able to spend and who you can go out there and get. But yeah, it seems like the idea is we've got a true freshman who we think is going to be an absolute baller who can come in and kind of transform the way that we've been for the last couple of years. And that's the approach. Do I love that? Not particularly, but you got to, I mean, at this point, it feels like that's what they're doing. They're rolling
it's,
the dice with that
it's
one.
And you know what? I'm not trying to sound upset about getting a McDonald's All-American on the trail. Like, that's something that needed to happen and was needed to happening for a long time here with Buckeye basketball. Is it going to mean that you're going to do something as a team in 2026, 2027? Like, that's what this is about, because you've got to build this thing. You've got to take another step in yes. year three of your program. How fast this is all kind of going, what's expected of the program now that you made a trip to the tournament. And make no mistake, that's not acceptable to just go to the tournament and lose in the first round.
Agreed.
That can never be what the bar is. That was a step to getting this thing back to, you know, running on full operations. So now the trick is like you said, who do you bring back in the portal? That has been the issue. We've heard about there being some more money to throw around. Even if there's more money, does that mean that they're going to get the answer yes
so.
From these targets that they have? One guy that we're hearing about right now is from Notre Dame. And if I'm looking, you know, at Jalen Harrelson as a freshman to be at 16 points per game already, that's more what I'm talking about. Someone right. that played for a struggling Notre Dame team, but in the ACC, and a guy that has shown promise as a freshman. That's something that you want to see. So on top of that, like, I'm not even saying we're going to get him. You've got to do a lot of work in the portal, and yes. that has been one of the big struggles for these guys in the last 2 years.
So here's the reality of the situation. Is money aside, and it's not to say that money's unimportant in this equation. Like, you have to be able to go out there and compete with the other offers that are being thrown around to transfer guys. But as you said, transfer portal hasn't been great. I think part of where we have gotten is the evaluation has become different because you have to mix some money in there. And I think that, and I'm not saying this about Diebler necessarily, but I think it's become a little bit more difficult for guys to pair evaluations with
a value.
With a value.
And this is like as much as we can spend on this position right. that we're talking about.
And also yeah. with a fit and with a personality. Right. All those things are a part of the equation. And so I think as much as you'd like to have more money to spend, if they get it, that's great. Like, it still comes down to getting the right guys to come into the program, regardless of what you have to spend or maybe save to get them.
All right. We got to talk about somebody who was not a good, clean boy over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
That's coming up. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the center lane and causing about a 5-minute delay on westbound 70, downtown near US 23. We also have some slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
I just pop it in the toast. Yeah, it's in the name. It says it right on there. That's what it's for.
In case there was any confusion, Bo.
Bishop and Friends. Sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Josie.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, we got a freeze warning overnight into Tuesday morning across central Ohio. Look for freezing temperatures in the upper 20s under clear skies. On Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, high temperatures in the middle 40s, so still pretty cool. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine, finally cracking the 60-degree mark. And Thursday, a lot of sunshine into the 70s, low 70s we go. The next chance of actual rain comes in on Friday afternoon and Friday evening. It's about a 20% chance. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
All right, Joshua. I got a not-so-good clean boy alert from this weekend.
Mm.
And that would be Gino Auriemma, women's basketball coach for UConn. Look, why is it, and he's not the first so-called legend of his craft to make an ass out of himself or to do something foolish. I mean, we had Bobby Knight in men's basketball. Bobby, obviously, from the Ohio State family,
yeah,
way back in the day, and did what he did at Indiana. And I look, there's a lot of these guys that ascend to certain levels of success. There is baggage that comes a lot with that. Like, you see that all around. Just take a look at the other side of the coin. They're at UConn. And I've been a proponent of Dan Hurley's at times. That was before I saw his little forehead move with Roger Ayers with the referee. I still don't know what that is.
Insane.
But now I love how we're just making that out to be a joke now.
I don't like that.
Like, after the fact, something that was really weird and
contacting an official.
Yeah, and like, oh, it was a couple of buddies.
No, that would be a problem anyway.
We like to take our shirts off. We like to rub our nipples together.
You can't
That's what
be
we do.
Buddies with like, the officials.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You just run right up there and put your forehead and stare at him mean like a dragon.
It doesn't
make any sense to me, but you saw Gino Auriemma just completely crash out as UConn was losing to South Carolina in the Final Four. And the whole scene, just the bickering with Dawn Staley, and then whatever happened, right? Because both of them were a little hot,
yeah,
over some of the issues that were happening, and it kind of stemmed from Gino giving a interview with Holly Rowe, and he just kind of went in on the South Carolina players.
Yeah, they're you know
Jersey got
beating them up, and the Jersey
got
and,
ripped.
And we're not getting
foul
and look
calls.
At how
and she's working the officials.
Yep.
Okay, right. It was a little. It was almost John Calipari. Mm. I almost said Dick Cheney, John Cheney-esque, which is one of my favorite.
The barging into the
spats.
Media room.
I'll kill you. Yeah, John Cheney of Temple threatening to kill young John Calipari,
sure.
Which I'm sure there are plenty of coaches that did want to kill young John Calipari or him now. But I just think the whole thing, it bothers me. The fact that you could be, Gino can be where he is in the game of basketball, and then still sometimes forget what we're doing here. You are there to win.
Right.
And you can rub some people the wrong way. I believe that is allowed, right? Based on how much you win and how
yeah,
long
nobody,
that leash
not
is.
Not everybody's going to love you.
No one, and nobody is perfect. I get that. And
right.
Your coaching style is your coaching style, and some of that being rough around the edges, being a curmudgeon, that could add a lot to who you have become and why you are that great coach. But when it comes to looking like you're berating your opponent, where you're embarrassing yourself, your teammates, the game, and then with 0.3 seconds or whatever it was left on the clock, you can't even stick around for a final handshake line in a Final Four game, and you're the most legendary coach to ever do it in the sport, I think you owe a little bit more to the game of basketball being a Hall of Famer than what you showed this weekend. I thought that was crap. That was more than embarrassing.
It was on many fronts. And Gino, you mentioned curmudgeon. I would put whiner in there as well.
Absolutely. Now, he's whining about everything. Sometimes it's for good. Well, sometimes he's trying to build up the women's game and get better things for the women's NCAA tournament, which I agree with.
And when you're that guy and you are the most recognizable coach in that sport, you have earned the right to do some whining and some complaining, and you've got the biggest microphone out there. So I'm totally there with that. But it was crazy to see the way that he handled that. As you mentioned, that interview with Holly, I thought was nuts. It was nuts.
In the middle of a game.
In the middle of a game where
focus.
You have the opportunity to get your team right, but you want to spend time complaining. That was wild to me. He talked about the disparity in foul calls. You shot 21 threes. You're not getting calls out there. Why don't you take it to the cup? Maybe you might get some calls in there, right? So, like, even the stuff he was complaining about was no good. And then to, in a Final Four setting, for the handshake at the end of the game to become a war of words, back and forth yelling match between two coaches who are highly respected, but you're in the middle of it over this like fake controversy about a pregame handshake. And I've come to understand that they shook hands before the game, but then like right before a tip.
Well, Gino said that they didn't.
Right. So they did. But then before the tip, there's another shaking of the hands that is customary. And Dawn didn't go out for it. The year before, when they played in the title game, she was like meandering her way over there, and Gino's doing this whole thing with his hands and being demonstrative, like, let's get this thing going.
Like, and denying the handshake. So this was like a retaliation from Dawn to not go out there.
And so I think she was just playing the mental game where it's like, well, last year you kind of did this whole thing up and made it a thing. Like, I shook your hand before. I'm not going out there. So I had a bunch of issues with it. I thought it was crazy. And then the contrast.
For Gino to put the apology out there and not even mention Dawn Staley's name.
Yeah, that was
like, just do it, man.
That's a punk move. I do not like that. The not acknowledging her by name. You said the staff, you said the players. How about Dawn?
And she did acknowledge. She said, "Nah, I haven't checked all my text messages." Because I understand that. She's like, "I got about 800 I haven't seen."
Come
like,
to understand.
Like, you have about 800 million.
I do.
Which is bizarre, and that's a you problem.
But I've come to understand.
She said she didn't get a call, or
but
she
they're
hadn't
not really friends either. Like, you know,
people in the
coaching profession, they have their friends. Like, obviously they know one another, but they're not close in the profession. So I doubt she got one. I'm not going to try to go that far. But to contrast that, Dawn Staley's team got their ass whooped yesterday. They got out physical. They had no answers in the paint. Like, they got dismantled.
She had some things to say, didn't she? And there,
well, but after the game,
great to lose to a classy human
being. That was it. The contrast there, where she was like, "Oh yeah, close, phenomenal coach. She's done a lot to promote the game, and I can swallow this one because I like the figure who is leading the other team." And that to me was like the pure petty, put the knife in, twist it a little bit of, this is how, if you're going to lose, this is how you need to be when you lose.
I don't mind losing to a classy human being.
I'm here for it.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can.
I loved it. It's great. Great way to play it. Speaking of college basketball here, go back to the men's side. Did you see we got a head coach for the North Carolina Tar Heels?
I did.
It's Mike Malone.
How about it?
Former NBA champ with the Denver Nuggets. I hate the hire. I really do.
Why?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I think for, and it didn't have to be in the North Carolina family. Do not get it twisted.
Okay.
I think you had to think outside of the box on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's too many people right now that are trying to make college sports be professional sports.
I mean,
I understand how guys are getting paid. No, but hear me out. The professionalization can be there in the regard that they're getting paid. But are you going to tell me that minor league baseball is just like major league baseball? Are you going to tell me that, and that's much closer with the way the game's played, college basketball to the NBA, they're just worlds apart with the style, with, you know, how it's played.
So you don't think he can flip his mind to more of a college style? You don't think he's got the knowledge or the expertise?
I'm not going to kill the guy before he's coached his first game. But if I'm giving my opinion and predicting how this goes, I don't like the hire. I think for the most part, NBA guys stay in the NBA. College basketball guys stay in college basketball. There's not a ton of positive reviews when we start going to crossover guys. Billy Donovan, they're wanting to come back to North Carolina because he's sucking in the NBA.
I don't think that's his fault. The Bulls just fired their whole front office.
The Bulls are a mess. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not paying a ton of attention at what's going on at that level.
I just think
you would have gone maybe to the next guy on your list that's a hot up-and-comer in college basketball, whether that's McCollum at Iowa, whether that's Byington at Vanderbilt, who's on a quick rise, much like your boy Kurt Cignetti.
Sure.
How about, like, if that would have turned out to be the thing, like, that would have been insane. You would have had Byington and Kurt Cignetti both there at James Madison at the same time. Quick little steps up. I really do think that could have been close for Vandy's Byington there to get that job, but they went with Malone. More than just a basketball gig too. Everyone in the entire state and beyond cares so deeply about that.
Sure.
And it has got to get back.
He's going to bring a capologist with them. They're going to get the money thing figured out. I mean, one of the things that they had was they understood, like, he had deep teams when Denver was doing their little runs out there. Like, he understands how to get the roster in a place to where it needs to be. Obviously, you got to kind of find that star guy that you could take along with you. But I'm not as pessimistic about the hire as you are.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
We will.
Yeah.
Denver, one of us will Nuggets, be right, and the other
NBA,
one will be wrong.
NBA champ. I'm like, why don't we just go get Mike Woodson back from the NBA? Worked out so well at Indiana. I'm hearing a lot of questions about how we as Ohio State Buckeye fans watch this national championship game tonight. Give our takes on that in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Expect a couple minute delay if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from 315 to 71. And you're going to hit a 5 minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with the basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has just handed me the plug sheet. The man is off today. The man will be back on Tuesday. Another man. He's a man. Joshua Perry, the linebacker. He's in today. So tomorrow on T-Bone and Tyvis, that's from 6 to 9. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, the hyphenator. We'll talk with him at 7:17. Get us ready for this next Jackets game that hopefully we will not lose. Bishop and Friends, they've got Dom Tabari. Tuesdays with Tabari. Hey, Bo, that's at 10:30. And on this show, we got Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. We got Rapid Fire at 4:30. We got Timmy Time I will prepare something for Mikey at 5:30. I'm still thinking about it, Teddy. Oh, and Teddy, you know what just happened for Joshua Perry in the break? He got his Kenny Loggins.
No. Awesome. Yes, sir. He's going to be logging into that computer. He's going to be setting his new password.
Oh, yeah.
He's got hardwired internet. Oh, you'll be looking up so many things.
Big logger. I'm in.
Are you in?
I'm officially in.
What's your password?
Oh, shit. You can't tell me that.
You almost got me.
You know, my password like just stays on the same theme.
Yeah.
I'm probably not even allowed to be talking about this. But I you gotta like
pick they're gonna something. Crack the code.
You gotta pick something in a genre that you're not gonna forget.
How often do we have to change passwords around here?
Oh, like every 6 hours.
Yeah, they actually bad. They just recently yeah. changed that policy. So it used to be, I think, every 3 months you had to change it.
Okay.
But now it's extended out. It might be possibly a year, like 6 months or a year. Or
wow.
something like that. But the password has to be like longer. It's got to be like 15 characters and, you know, upper, lowercase, symbol, all this, you know, stuff to it. But it does hold longer.
Teddy. Yeah, I got rejected a couple times because my password didn't meet the requirement.
Oh, you did? Yeah, just doing it right there?
Yeah, yeah it's yeah. up. Yeah.
Well, did it not tell you? Was
no,
there a thing there?
No, it,
said,
it,
hey,
it didn't tell me what I needed
to, 12 characters.
To do to get it there.
I think it's
so
15.
I just started,
yeah.
you know, pecking in stuff and it
you
worked.
You know, you can't even like, when you're going to set a password now, you just got to go for the full shebang right off the bat. If they don't tell you, then just assume that you have to have an upper, a lower, a number, and a special character.
Yeah, special character.
And it's got to be at least like 12 characters long.
That's what I thought
you gotta
I had.
You got to go deep
I think
into the
ours
shag.
Is 15, JP. Yeah,
yeah, but I had to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, you got to go deeper.
Do you think, Joshua, he's a self-professed not a movie guy, like not a big movie guy. Do you think he knew what that Kenny Loggins was from?
Nope.
You didn't know, huh?
No
it's,
idea.
It's great, though, isn't it?
It is. It's
Danger
awesome.
Zone.
Oh, man. So picture a blue sky. We're in the middle of the Dead Sea. We're on an aircraft carrier. We're on the USS Constitution, whatever it is. Strickland from Back to the Future, he's running the show. You two bozos are going to Top Gun. Top Gun. Fighter jets are coming in.
Never seen it.
We got the orange sticks out. We're bringing the jets out here. We're sending them. We got that little cord thingy and we're catching the jets as they're flying in. What do they call that? A cable?
The grappler.
Catcher cable?
Catcher cable.
Something like that?
You've lost
hook.
Hook
and ladder.
A hook? You've lost
me. Well, a hook would be on the jet, right? Like, because the jet's got like a little stick.
Yeah. Rubber band.
Drops. The rubber band.
Rubber band.
I'd put that one on your list, Joshua. Top Gun.
My
Top
list,
Gun Maverick,
my list
the second
is
one.
So long that we are not currently accepting.
When you don't watch
any
movies,
applications.
What's
when,
at the top of your list then right now that you're going to check out?
It's a great
Apollo 13?
Question.
Another movie that was just on screen one here and he'd never seen that or even heard of it.
The Godfather, I would say, is toward the top of the list. Never seen it.
Wow.
So I'll start there.
And have then, you seen Rocky?
I have. It's not. It wasn't for me.
Rocky's not for you, huh?
It's not. I liked, what was the Michael B. Jordan, the new...
Creed.
Yeah, I liked those.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah.
You might enjoy,
good.
Like, Rocky IV more, though, than just original Rocky, something like that.
All right.
It's more cheesy, kind of, you know.
Never seen Rocky IV.
No.
The Russians?
Well, after,
Drago?
After the first one wasn't for me, I didn't go and watch the rest of them.
You should have.
You can jump right in.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? You haven't seen it.
The whole movie's a montage.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great. The whole movie, Rocky IV, is just three different montages.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
You could just jump into that one pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, like
put it on
with
list.
The burning heart, you got Hearts on Fire, and then you got some other Survivor song.
Yeah, montage.
Yeah, it's just, a bunch of montages. And it's really
you got to have a
good
montage.
Stuff. He goes to the top of the mountain. He just yells, Drago! That's it. And then he does the little speech at the end of the movie and says, if eyes can change, yous can change, everybody can change. And
yeah, he stopped the Cold War.
Stopped the war.
All right.
Avenged Apollo Creed's death.
And the Berlin Wall came down after that, I think. Rocky changed it all.
Drago was just so roided up, too. They just did. They didn't care. No. Just blatant cheating.
It's a lot
they
of steroids,
huh? Did not care. Rocky's just throwing rocks around. He lifting people up in carts, climbing mountains au naturel. He's there just taking needles and roiding and has all the electronics, and he still beat his ass. Incredible.
So I should watch it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I told you the whole plot. I think you're good. All so, right. National championship game tonight. We've got UConn. We've got Michigan. I'm hoping for a meteor. What about you? Like, if you had to cheer for someone in this game. Like, I can't stand the thought of either of these teams winning another national championship.
Okay.
But if I had to pick one, I obviously have to go for another one for UConn. Now, if I'm going to throw that out there, you got to start saying some pretty big things about Dan Hurley
yeah.
and Connecticut. Like, I mean, people were saying, like, before they had this little run here, they didn't consider them to be a blue blood.
I don't.
They'd still won
personally.
They'd still won four national championships. Now you're looking at winning seven, and it's all from 1999 on. You say you don't. What's the matter with you?
1999 on.
Oh.
That's the
it's
blue
enough.
Blood
it's seven,
to me
though.
Is not something that you earn from 1999 to now.
Why not?
There's more history involved in it.
There's a lot of history.
There are teams that don't win titles in college football, college basketball that used to that are blue bloods. Indiana is a great one as an example. But it's off of history. It's not off of what they're doing today. We're talking about a different thing. If we're going to have a blue blood conversation, I think it's a different thing than what are they doing right now and what have they done since 99.
That's a lot of winning, though.
It's got to be before
That's a lot
I
of
was,
winning with
long before
three
you and I
coaches.
Were alive.
Well,
before Panama Ted and the rest of them.
That's a matter for debate there because again, UConn is in the top 20 all time in wins. There's a lot of other programs up there, all time wins that aren't even scratching the surface anymore mm-hmm. on some of the big players in college basketball.
Like, what about so UCLA hoops?
UCLA is, they're a blue blood.
Of course they are.
Of course they're
and
a blue blood.
Why are they a blue blood?
Because they what they did.
Cheated
yeah.
under John Wood. John Wood won a ton
history.
Of championships
history,
in a row.
Yeah. History is what makes you a blue blood.
Yes, but
we got to come up with a different
yes,
term.
Yes, but history doesn't just have to be 150 years ago
yes,
history.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
History is ever changing. History is yesterday.
History has
okay?
got to be about
and
what
so
you did.
And so they've won seven titles
when
since
everything
99.
Was black and white. What you did with the stories that your grandfather told you.
And when they broadcasted games like this,
that's
Skippy Johnson.
That's
hits
right.
a three, but
oh,
there's no three-pointer yet.
Here we
so
go.
It just counts as two.
That's what makes you a blue blood to me.
Well, either way, I don't want anyone to win tonight, and someone's going to. But I really do want to say that every Ohio State basketball fan should be feeling in a bad way about what Michigan is doing.
Yep.
The coaching search, I know I don't want to keep harping on this. We made our decision, but the coaching search was pretty much down to Dusty May and Jake Diebler. And look what Dusty is doing up there. Now, does that mean that Dusty May would have been doing the same things here if our resources didn't rise up? I don't know, but I think with his coaching chops alone, you can bet that he's in the tournament, that he's probably more in the top five in the Big Ten, not top 10, winning in the tournament. I don't know if it's going to be a national championship game appearance in year two.
Can we talk about the resource thing real
but
quick?
But damn, like we got to make this a thing to promise that Ohio State men's basketball starts doing whatever it has to do. I don't want to hear any more excuses about we got to have this left over for football. If we have to have some uncomfortable conversations about what the athletics budget is as a whole, I think it's time that we start having those uncomfortable conversations.
So how much more is Michigan spending on basketball than Ohio State?
I don't know the answer, but
right.
it seems like a good bit more.
Okay, and I guess my
thing is
they're
getting guys in the portal to get over there.
So the flip side of that is I also watched Michigan spend $12 million to get a quarterback who's kind of ass right now. So it's not like they've abandoned spending on football so they could put money toward basketball.
They're not going to let football die because basketball is hot
the
right
reason
now.
Why
it's not ever going to happen.
Is down at Michigan is because they had a coach who couldn't keep his zipper done.
It was a bad hire.
Right.
And he crashed out.
But it's not because they diverted funds to basketball. So that's kind of my thing to answer your question. If we hired the other guy, what might be happening right now? Like, I don't know if it's a national championship, but certainly it feels like it might be a little better.
All right. I have a really sad story to tell from my travels. Foodgasm is coming up next here. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on northbound 315 after 670. And we've got traffic backing up due to an accident that's on West Broad Street at Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Skip Musick has been on the Fan for nearly 80 years, and during that time, he's worn many hats. Executive producer for Ohio State Athletics, talk show host, private detective when Ron Stokes loses his phone.
Somebody do something!
He's done it all. But his proudest accomplishment, host of Tee to Green. If it has anything to do with golf in Central Ohio, Skip's on it. Cheers to the next 80 years, Skipper. And listen to Tee to Green, Saturday mornings at 9 here on the Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Still to come on this fine show, we're going to hear from Ryan Day.
Love it.
He had thoughts. He updated everybody with some injury news. Want to get your take on if we're kind of right in the middle of where most teams are. Do we have more injuries than you'd like to see, less, or right down the line? So he'll update us with some Buckeye football spring practice notes here at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. And then Jason's beef with the Hall of Fame baseball writer, Jason Stark. That is at 5:30. Let's talk about some food, though.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by GoGermaine.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermaine.com.
All right, Joshua. So before you go, I've got a ton of things running through my mind because anytime you travel, what's one of the biggest things you're doing when you travel? You're eating the cuisine.
Absolutely.
And we stayed in a little Airbnb right near Fenway Park. So the game was easy. Didn't have to take a car in there. Just did the trains, did all that, walked around, and it was cool. So the big thing in Boston, a lot like some of the other northeastern spots, the lobster rolls. Lobster rolls and Boston clam chowder pretty much everywhere you look. Now, thing about me, Oppo Taco, of what the common man claims, I do not have some long-lasting streak where I have not thrown up. I wish I could say it, but it's simply not true. And I think at times, my eyes have been bigger than my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's been an issue of just eating so much, and I didn't want to stop because everything is so delicious that it's just, it's ball game, you know, sooner or later. And then another thing that affects me, almost like, you know, Roy Williams would get the vertigo and get a little dizzy when he's out there coaching basketball.
Yep.
If you were to take me to Cedar Point or one of the amusement parks and you got, you know, your son or daughter there with you and they're begging you to ride another ride. Oh, Dad, come on this roller coaster. It's not that bad. Ride this ride. It didn't spin that much. And you just, they're twisting your arm and you eventually just break down and you do it. And then after you've had too many cups of fries or barbecue sandwiches, whatever it is, and then it's ball game again.
It's a tough sound.
So the picture of the lobster roll that I posted on my social media feed, it was from this lovely place called Red's Best. Red's Best is a little fish market. Great Google review. It's in the Boston Public Market. So in one of the, like, market type things, food hall type of things like we have here in Columbus.
Yep.
They're all over the place. I don't know how much Bostoning you've done. This one was fresh and delicious. I had a little bag of chips. It was stuffed.
What kind of chips did you have?
Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah.
Mess you up, man.
Yeah.
Slicing and dicing.
Scratchy.
Hard. Yeah. Crispy chips. I was very careful, and they were delicious. So the day before, I had a little problem. It wasn't with my lobster roll. It was at the Boston Chowder Company for the first one that I had. We got in there on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Had a good bit of time on Wednesday after we got settled to just kill the rest of the afternoon, find something to eat. So we went closer to downtown, and that one was in the Quincy Market, which is right in the center of Boston.
Yep.
A lot going on there, historical sites all around you. So everything about it just looked fantastic. It was fantastic. Simple ingredients with this, right? You've got your claw and your knuckle meat. Really, like, stuffed full of fresh lobster meat. That's what I loved. You got the mayo, which, again, not my cup of tea, but when in Rome, I will do it. I'm going to have the sandwich the way the sandwich is supposed to be had. You've got your celery and a blend of seasonings. Most of the lobster rolls are pretty traditional, just that on the ingredients. So I ate that, loved it. It was good. And then by the time I finished that, we took a couple more train rides.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell by the time that we got off the second train ride that the motion sickness was starting to blend with just eating very recently and maybe not taking enough time to walk around or walk it off because we had flown that day. We had been in cars.
You sound like
we
an
had
old
been
dude.
In all these trains.
I didn't have enough time to walk it off.
It just got to me. And because Sarah and Jack were not in on the lobster roll, they were going to this other Korean chicken place that was close to our place, which was also very good. Had them, had some of the crispy chicken wings at this place. Phenomenal. And while I was waiting back at the apartment, I tried to, you know, let my mind rest a little bit, tried to throw on a little TV, get a little cold cloth going, and then before long, that was it. And it just ended like that. Sad to say, streak over. So I'm only on about 3 days of not throwing up. I hate that that's the way,
yeah.
But it just is. Weak stomach.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
The motion sickness thing gets me. I don't experience it. I've been seasick before, but got over it pretty quickly. My wife, she experiences all of the different types of motion sicknesses.
It's not fun, man.
I guess not.
Sucks.
But you sounded like an old guy.
I did.
I didn't give myself enough time to walk it off.
This is my life.
I had a cold washcloth, put it on my forehead.
It's my life, man.
I mean,
these little tricks that can sometimes work and help calm me down. But all in all, like, it was just, it wasn't like, it wasn't a geyser or anything like that.
It wasn't a geyser.
I didn't empty my entire
no
system.
No projectile.
It was like a couple of strong burps, and that was basically it. But it did count. It counted. It was it was thin, it was miniature, but it did count. I know you did a great thing. You did a whole, like, Easter Sunday.
Oh, we had a
huge, huge day for eating. And I hope everybody had a good day with their families. You went the brunch route.
We did.
So I love it, man.
Historically, we have done Easter dinners, but I was telling Common Man the story about Christmas where everybody came over and we did gifts and then we had brunch and then brunch lingered on. And I'd rather, if we're going to linger, I'd rather start earlier and have the linger than start later.
I completely agree. It's a great move in the breakfast foods.
Yes.
That just kind of roll softly into the lunch foods.
That's the thing. So great. We did chicken and waffles, was phenomenal.
Good man.
Yeah, we had some bacon and eggs, of course.
How'd you do the chicken? Your little a raised rack in the oven?
Oh, no. I got a deep fryer for this occasion. Got a deep fryer.
Purchased?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A little messy?
No. Took it outside, said not to do that, but I took it outside. My wife doesn't like when I fry in the home. She says it leaves a scent.
It does. A good one.
Yeah, I've got a story about that, but we don't have time.
Okay, yeah, we will get to that. We've got Ryan Day. He updated the masses on spring football today, as well as the injuries. That is next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown if you need to use westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt going from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And there's a 5-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 315 after 670, causing some slower traffic from Town Street. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODP. P.S. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. North Carolina filled their basketball coaching vacancy today by hiring Michael Malone to replace Hubert Davis. Malone spent 10 years as the head coach of the Denver Nuggets, leading them to their only NBA title in 2023. Michigan and UConn meet for college basketball's national title tonight in Indy. You can hear the game tonight here on The Fan. Michigan trying to claim their first title since 1989. UConn gunning for their third championship in the last 4 years. Ohio State coach Ryan Day revealing that starting offensive linemen Austin Saraveld and Phillip Daniels will miss the rest of spring drills after undergoing what's being described as small procedures. Baseball: Cincinnati Reds take a 3-game winning streak to Miami. Cleveland Guardians at home with Kansas City tonight. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I know we got some foodgasm leftovers from Joshua Perry. Paul Keels on the update desk. Common Man will be back tomorrow. Don't forget, we got Jason's Beef coming up here at 5:30. I'm dying to talk to him about the trip to Fenway and some other baseball things from this weekend. A lot of things out there that I like. Did not like the Orioles getting swept by the Pirates,
well,
but Guardians seem to be off to just a nice little start like they usually are, and Cincinnati Reds, a little sweep, sweepy. That's nice.
Ain't bad.
Nice to see for our in-house fans. Now, I was thinking about this too, how if Michigan gets it done tonight, you heard Keel say 1989, they beat Illinois that year. We were that close to having another Michigan-Illinois national championship game where we would have been guaranteed that the Big Ten finally checks the box. I don't want that to happen because that's Michigan now, so I could just see the Big Ten go another year, and I don't understand you if you're rooting for Michigan tonight for Big Ten purposes.
It would have
I don't.
It would have made it a little bit easier for the rooting interest had we had the Michigan-Illinois matchup. I'll give you two reasons why people would root for Michigan. And I think one reason is much better than the other. There are the do it for the conference people, which I have some narratives I'd love to spin doing that, but you'd have Indiana football and then Michigan men's basketball, UCLA and women's hoops. So you could run with that. The other thing is there is a belief that Michigan winning a title squarely puts the fix it pressure on Ohio State basketball. Now, I think that pressure is
already there.
I think it is.
It should be.
It ratchets up the urgency just that much more.
I don't believe.
You don't think it would be any more urgent?
I don't believe that that would make a difference.
Didn't it feel that way in football?
It's sad that I don't believe that.
And I know it's a different thing, but Michigan won a title in football, and then Ohio State was like, well, we got to answer.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, man, about where we are with Buckeye men's basketball and if we are going to make the commitment to get back there. I've got to see it now first, I think, before I believe it, unless we just have proof and we get four dudes or whatever in the transfer portal and we can look at their profile and their scoring averages from where they were last year at, you know, big time programs. We bring in like John Blackwell from Wisconsin. You don't think that's happening, do you?
No,
I don't either. And again, like I'm just talking to Reimer. I love it too when I look through the glass and I see Jacob Reimer doing one of his college basketball videos, talking to his phone.
Yes.
Just getting to see how the sausage is made.
Oh, man. He is a just big great. Video guy.
Well, we were talking about the Notre Dame guy that we mentioned earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, I don't know if the shooting numbers are right there. And take a closer look at the guy's, you know, field goal percentage, three-point percentage. I'm like, yeah, you could be right about that. Let's look more at our guards, and let's look more at the five. Because as I said, I don't know if just banking on Josh Ojemwuna,
yeah,
who's a year off the bench from being injured and wasn't like a prolific guy at Baylor. I don't know if that's just what we go to bed at night and say, oh, we're good. We got to go out and really, really hit in the portal.
I'm there.
Or we're just going to be in the same exact boat. And I do love John Mobley, and I love where Amari Bynum
right.
and their games are going, but that's just not enough. We're not trying to be middle of the pack. I don't ever want to settle for just being
middle of
the pack in the Big Ten. We need to enter a year where we got, you know, basketball media guys looking at our team and saying, you know what? I think they could possibly win the Big Ten.
Sure.
Or they're in the top three. They're ninth or tenth. Maybe they can make a run if they develop the right way. No, like we've got to take a step past that.
I don't know if
Michigan winning the title tonight simply just changes that.
I'm with you. I think it does. I think it not changes it, but it puts the urgency to change things to just a step higher. You mentioned something that does intrigue me. Is this idea of going out and getting guys, which they have to do. There's also part of this of like, how good are you at developing the guys that are already on the roster or guys that you're going to end up bringing in? Like, how big of a step can you make them take?
Like Yvonne Njegovin?
My goodness,
like that's a guy you got to develop.
Yeah, I mean, we're so focused on getting guys and we got to pay to do this and pay to do that. And it's like, yeah, but you got guys who are already here. You recruited them. At some point, it's like, okay, yes, we need to address overall talent. But as a coach, how much better can I make a guy that I already have?
100%. We got to see him do it. All right, let's go back to football now because Ryan Day was talking. I want to give you guys some of that. Do you think that the injury issues that they're facing right now in spring, is it kind of right in line with what's typically going on in college football? Do you feel more nervous, less nervous about it? We got the running backs that we knew were going to be out,
yep.
So there was going to be no Bo Jackson, no Isaiah West. And now to hear that a couple of key offensive linemen, Austin Seerveld, Philip Daniels, those guys are ouchy for the rest of the spring, too. And we're still talking about tinkering. We got experience back,
sure,
for the five back on the offensive line, which you got to strike. When you have four
to
five
that.
Guys back,
yes,
you got to strike. Then a guy like Riley Pettijohn,
right?
He's out. You'd want him to be around with the step he's taken.
Guys get ouchy in the spring. And I will say this for anybody who is like worried or for anybody who's like, what is going on? If you thought that the lines of scrimmage and asserting your will and just having that extra little bit of physicality was a question late in the year, Big Ten championship, college football playoff. They're practicing hard right now. And one of the downsides of that is guys can get ouchy. Now, mm-hmm. if you want them to go and bubble wrap and do walkthroughs all spring so everybody can get out there healthy, you're probably not going to develop the edge that you need on the offensive line. So those guys are moving bodies. The guys that you want on the defensive line, the linebacker room, be able to get downhill and to make plays behind the line of scrimmage. It's a give and a take, and it's something that you. But I'd rather see it now in the spring.
I think it's fine,
guys. You know, you got to go away for a little bit and get healthy, but they'll be ready to go in training camp
until you show me like a whopper. Like I'm okay. Like yeah. don't you know? Knock on wood. We haven't seen anything that's ridiculously
the dudes in the trenches got to mix it up. As long as the guys who are playing on the outside are staying on their feet during practice, you'll probably be all right.
Yeah. Here's a day today talking about some limitations with injuries going on.
Well, just getting those guys the reps of seeing the schemes and things like that. Obviously, the run checks by you know, the quarterbacks, you know, the blocking of the tight ends and the offensive line and the wide receivers, that's all getting done. You just would like to see, you know, more guys getting those reps and seeing the cuts and you know, because it's all timing and vision and all those things. So that's the only thing that, you know, we're obviously a little frustrated with. But the rest of the group is still getting the work done, and we're making a lot of progress that way. Just would love to see everyone getting the reps. But, hey, injuries are part of it. We'll get these guys healthy and quickly get them back on the field.
How about that transfer defensive tackle that people have been talking about, James Smith mm-hmm. from Alabama? What about him, Coach Day?
So James has flashed. I think the biggest thing that Coach Jay is challenging James with is you know, being able to sustain a high level of play for a long period of time, being disciplined in the defense. The plays will come to him, but you can see the talent. You can see how much he loves to play. I'm glad he's a Buckeye.
And the Texas dude, black stripe removal, another one. Wide receiver Brock Boyd, he's been hot.
Very mature approach. He goes hard every play. He's very smart in how he gets open. He's a good route runner. He understands multiple positions and just plays fast every play. And, you know, just looks very confident in what he does. And he's a good example of people who prepare at a high level, can play fast because they're anticipating as opposed to reacting. And he looks very decisive when he's out there and then just has great natural ability to catch the ball. Very competitive, great mindset, fun to be around, great body language, all the above.
Hey, by the way, if you missed anything on the show today, or if you ever miss anything on a show, it's always available in podcast form. Search Common Man and Timmy anywhere you get your audio. You even get that free weekend episode as well. That's awesome. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. The world's number one player is going to have a lot on his plate at Augusta this week. That's next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on southbound 71 between Polaris Parkway and 270 on the North Outer Belt. We also have traffic slowing down due to a crash that's on West Broad Street at Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berg.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for overnight lows in the upper 20s across central Ohio into Tuesday morning, so freezing temperatures and clear skies. On Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, still kind of cool with temperatures hovering in the middle 40s. Wednesday's a little bit warmer at 60 with sunny skies. Still looking dry and sunny on Thursday into the low 70s. And a storm system with a little bit of rain chance at 20% comes in on Friday afternoon. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Jason Stark is going to join us here at 5:30. Hall of Fame baseball writer. It's Jason's Beef. Joshua Perry is in today. Thanks for doing it, man. We left off Foodgasm a couple segments ago. You talking about bringing the deep fryer?
Yes.
Into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or you took it outside Sunday because you're not allowed to use it inside. I didn't know you were working with one of those.
Yes.
Is this a new purchase for
it
you?
It is. I purchased it specifically so I could whip up this food. We had a house full of people, and I wanted to make sure I could get the batches going the way I needed to, but
well,
my wife makes me go outside to do this because of the smell. So
you probably would want to anyway, or at least in the garage, right? You don't want to deep fry in the kitchen?
Eh, it's fine. It's fine.
You know what you're doing with those, right? I've seen a lot of memes where fires are started.
People
light their whole backyard on fire.
I'm not dumb, so I can use the machine. But anyway,
hey, that's good for you.
The night before Easter, I'm making this pound cake, and I'm putting my son down. And so it's my wife and my mom, and they're watching a show. And I mentioned them, like, you know, I got about 25 minutes left on this thing. Keep an eye on it, whatever. So I go upstairs, put the kid down. Takes a little while. I come back downstairs, and I'm like, you could smell the start of a burning.
Oh, no.
That's going on. And so I pull the thing out, and I'm like, it's definitely burnt inside the pan. And I look at the both of them, my wife. Nose like a bloodhound. She doesn't like anything that has any type of odd smells. My mother, the same way. And I'm like, neither one of you
could smell this.
Like, could you smell? And they're like, oh, I don't smell anything.
Maybe
I don't
take it out.
You couldn't smell it? And so that was a whole thing. I had to remake the cake late at night.
Oh, man. It was nuked?
I'll show you a photo.
But you set the timer.
I set the timer, but
you're out of range.
No, this is one of those deals. The timer had not gone off yet, but the recipe will tell you to bake it for a certain time at a certain temperature, but every oven's different.
It just went too quick. It went under the timer. Quick.
Yep. So I'll show you this.
Like a problem from the chef right there.
Yeah. It's a little bit of an issue. This is what the cake looked like.
Oh no. It's burnt and crispy. Yeah. The shape of it is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course it is.
You've got like it's almost like the bundt cake.
Yeah. It's a bundt cake type
pound
thing.
Cake.
If anybody can see this, I'm just going to go ahead for the people who are on the YouTube chat. But yeah, this thing was busted up, man. It was bad. Bad deal.
I just had a great caramel cake for my birthday.
Tell us about
it. It was a special buy. Sarah chose to get on the gold belly and splurge a little bit. And there's this bakery. I forget what town. It might be Charleston or somewhere in South Carolina. But the big thing down there is a layered caramel cake. My God, Joshua. Just incredible.
Mm.
The only bad part about it is that she decided to just give half of my birthday cake away to my father-in-law, to her dad. And they came over, you know, we'll have family over whenever we have normal people, right? You have a birthday or something, people that live in town.
But they're giving your cake away?
She gave Mike. She was like, oh, he's not going to eat all this. I said, yes. Yes, I would. It will keep. It's exactly why I invested in the Snap-on cake container.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? Everyone needs one of those, okay? Like, you can't just do, like, my mother-in-law, she would do, like, it's a nice little system. I'll give her that. Nice little system. She put toothpicks in the top of the cake, and then put the Saran wrap on top
of it. So it's not clinging to
it. So it's not clinging to the icing frosting. It's fine, right? Or we could spend $12.99, get on Amazon and, you know, $10 or $12, and we could buy like a cake storage container with a snap-on lid. And it'll stay so fresh.
$12.99,
baby. Layered caramel cake. I'm gonna look up the name of that bakery. I think it's Caroline's. It's Caroline's Bakery down in Sweet South Carolina.
I might want a little sample.
Oh, man. I'd give you some, but sorry, Jerry got it all.
Oh, Jerry.
Scotty Scheffler is hoping to do his thing once more at Augusta. Only different thing, I didn't even realize this was happening. You never know with the Schefflers, though. So they just showed up. They just showed up at Augusta, either today or yesterday, whenever it was. And he's got a 9-day-old with him. Toting a 9-day-old. Son's name is Remy. So he had the cute little kid a year and a half ago, whenever that was. And he withdrew from the Houston Open 2 weeks ago. I could have sworn that he also played last week most years, like on a normal schedule, because he's a Texas guy. I think it's important for him to play some of those Texas events.
No doubt.
He was not in the field this past week either. And he brought the son, you know, he's there with him. So I guess it just begs the question. I know like Scotty and his family, they have done it like this. Would you be able to do that? You got not just an infant, a 9-day-old. We're talking right out of the oven. And then we've got another little toddler running around, and I'm assuming they're staying in the same place together as a family. That just seems nuts to me. To try to win the Masters, and you've got all that stuff. I can't even imagine if I'm like in my normal home setting.
Yes.
Me, Sarah, Jack, we're all having like our normal little nitpicky arguments, getting under each other's skin about everything. Where's the remote control? Why are there streaks on the dishwasher? Why don't you ever put the dishes away that are on the drying rack for more than 24 hours? Like, we're going to do all that. And then I'm supposed to just head to the first tee, like go out and try to shoot 66 at Augusta National. Is that going to happen?
So
like, no.
The thing about the drying rack, by the way, those dishes I'm probably going to use again. I'm not putting them back. That's a different conversation.
Put them away.
Different conversation.
Don't want to look at
for
them
for a different day, Timmy Hall.
Just because we're not using them doesn't mean we just leave things out.
I think we should. They're more accessible.
Then there's no room.
You
for
can
anything.
Just grab them when you need them.
All right, I'm not going to use my laptop for a while. I'm just going to leave it right on the counter.
Yes,
because it's
that's what I do.
It'll be more accessible for me. I spilled my water
on
it.
I've never misplaced a thing that I left out in plain sight. Every time I lose stuff, it's when we start, we got to put things away, and then you start playing hide and go seek with your stuff.
You know what it sounds like? Sounds like you should divorce your wife. Come on home with me. I got someone just for you.
Okay. All right. So all that to say, I've got a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old, and going out to lunch is an adventure.
Oh my God.
It's an adventure. Loading up the car, making sure the diaper bag is all packed properly. Do you have snacks on the way to where we're going to go actually eat? And then somebody has a little diaper issue.
Snacks on the way to where we're going to go eat.
It's what you have to do. And then you have the diaper issues and somebody's fussy and the temperature is not right inside the restaurant and all the different things. I couldn't imagine having to compete in one of the most important
four major championships,
athletic venues in sport.
I don't get it.
Couldn't imagine. So good for him.
I would want the fam to come in. If I was a lousy player, I'd want them to come in on Friday. If I didn't miss the cut.
If I was lousy. I'd want them to have the whole experience because I may never be back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Friday. Right. But you know, you stay where you stay. And
right.
Then we'll get you passes, obviously. And if you're family, you could get a little bit behind the ropes. So we can, you know, have the embrace after I walk off 18 type of thing if I don't make the cut.
Right.
Or if we're cooking or if we expecting something.
Yeah.
You can have tickets to the whole event. But then we'll do like our mingling when it works. Like I might not want to see you on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I might be locked in
right.
locked in mentally. I might want to stay alone.
God
so
bless
I can laser focus.
And his wife, because that is no easy feat.
All right. I got to do this. I just saw, Teddy, you back there? You with me? I just saw
right here.
The updated menu board for this week. There's always some little minor changes, although from my naked eye, I can't see much right here. My favorite post this year, because everyone just, we pretend like we're just finding out for the first time that the Masters has very nice, cheap
yes.
concessions. I like the AI one where it actually bloated the prices up to where it's like everywhere else where the biscuit was $12, where the beers are $16. That's what they should be doing, screwing everybody. So here's what we got. We got $15, $15. Say we're going Wednesday for the par three and we got to be out of there, got to be off the course by like 4 or 5 o'clock. So we're just doing breakfast, lunch. We got $15 to try to stretch it. So here's my order. I'm getting myself a $2 coffee, okay, and a $3 chicken biscuit. I'm at $5 there. The pimento cheese sandwiches, it's got a little Augusta symbol on it, so that means it's good. You got to get it. You can't do Augusta without getting it. Times two, I got $3, $1.50 a sandwich. So I'm at $3 there. That puts me at $8. Then I'm going to go do a sweet tea, fresh brewed iced tea, $2. I'm at $10. I see a peach ice cream sandwich down there for $3. Mm-hmm. That puts me at $13 right there. And then I have to try this Masters candy bar, but I'm going to have to find a quarter off the pavement. So then I get to $15.25. I'm going to steal a quarter from somebody.
All right. So you're just going to fudge the rules so you can get
a quarter.
All the things that you would. We had a limit.
I knew you would do that.
I'm just saying. We had a limit.
I knew you would do that.
All right. Pork Sammy, $3. You get the chicken sandwich as well, another $3. We're at $6. How about a chicken biscuit? It's a
big
breakfast portion.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a sandwich kind of guy. So we're at $9
just went
with that.
$3.69.
Yeah. And then a coffee, of course. A coffee for $2 puts us at $11. And then I want that ice cream Sammy as well. And that puts us at $14. So I actually have a dollar left over, so you can go over your limit.
So you give me the dollar, and
yes.
then we still have 75 cents. 75 cents goes to you, Teddy. You're at $15.75.
All right, quickly here. I have the, and sometime in the morning, I'll get a chicken biscuit, $3. I'll get me a water. It's $1. And then I'll toss in a blueberry muffin. That puts me at $6.50.
Ooh, Machu Picchu.
And then I'll have, a little bit later, I'll get me the pork barbecue sandwich. It's $3. Barbecue chips, $1.50. Another water.
11.
That's $1. So that,
13.
That's a total of $12.
Wait, you got dollar waters? I'm seeing $2 water.
Oh, were they? Oh,
yeah. So I think we're up at 13, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, then
affects your plan.
Okay, then I got $2 left, right?
$2.75.
Well, yeah, that's fine. $2. I'll get that the candy bar. Right? It's $2.
You got 50 cents. Well, we're giving it to somebody else.
That's right. Somebody else who needs it.
Look there at us. Go.
We're nice.
We're all full, and we're giving money to other people,
except for you. You're taking money.
I took a penny. You give a penny. All right, Jason's beef with Hall of Fame baseball writer Jason Stark here in 2 minutes. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute delay if you're on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street, and we've got an accident that's causing traffic to slow down on Stelzer Road at East Inway. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Starr.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Always a good Monday to be talking some baseball with our guy, Jason Stark. How was the weekend?
My weekend was great. How was your weekend, Timmy?
Well,
I hear you went on a trip.
I went to Fenway Park, Jason, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and it was magical. I was reciting Field of Dreams so much that, you know, my family didn't want me to sit next to them anymore because I kept doing James Earl Jones's voice, and that got old. But it really was right up there. I saw, you know, we were chatting before the show that there was a ranking that was out there that did their most elite fan experiences at ballparks across the major leagues. And to no surprise, Wrigley Field, Fenway Park were both up there in their elite tier, which I, having experienced it, will sign off on now, Jason.
Yeah. Well, the top six was Fenway and Wrigley, San Diego, which I raved about last week, mm-hmm. Camden Yards, which we agreed on, San Francisco, spectacularly beautiful, and Pittsburgh, which was another one you threw out there.
It's gorgeous.
That's a good group. If you're looking for just a ballpark tour that you would like to go on sometime, and you haven't been to any of those parks, just do that. It's just so cool to spend a few hours in those places.
It just makes me mad, though, because we also took a family trip to San Diego two summers ago, and it was in the plan to go to a Padres game, and they dipped out on me and said they were tired, so we didn't get it in, and it's that great of a ballpark, and we missed that one, and I'm mad about it.
Well, there's never a bad time to go to San Diego, so do that. Just go again.
I am gonna have to go back to experience that. But you know, the big thing that's going on in the early parts of the season is ABS. Everybody's talking about ABS. And when I was at the game, I was actually a little disappointed that I didn't see more challenges. I think there were only two, and they were both one. And one of them happened while I was going to get myself a Fenway Frank. So I missed whatever the second one was.
Oh, no.
But this has been happening a lot. What's your take seeing it for a couple of weeks now?
Well, I think I told you this last week. It's been fun. And one of the things that makes it fun is the crowd is so into it. When people are sitting in their seats and they're booing these robot umps or cheering these robot umps, that's just hilarious to me. But that it just tells you the level of fan engagement. The other thing that I think we're starting to comprehend is that this is going to make a big impact on the sport. I was doing the math today, and at this rate, we'll have more than 5,000 pitches that will be overturned over the course of the season. And I think the number is going to go up as people get the hang of it. That's a lot of counts that are changed. So it's definitely resonating. The other thing that was kind of amazing last week, we had a game in Miami where Sandy Alcantara, he had a Matic, so it was a shutout on under 100 pitches, but the big news was there wasn't a single challenge in the game by either team. We might never see that again. So I did a fan poll on what should we call this, and the four choices were a no-tapper, a blank check, a pat-out, and a McClinsky to honor Mike McClinsky, who was the home plate ump. Do you want to vote?
That's good. We're not going to call it a Joe West, that's for sure.
No, angel. It's not an angel.
It's not an angel, no. I think the tapper would probably have won because, we're tapping the helmet. I kind of like that. That's fun. That paints the picture, the no tap.
Yeah, that no tapper is running away with this thing, but I did get some other ones that were submitted. See if you like these. We had the two different variations of this. There was an unperfect game and an unperfecto, like there's a lot. There was one, there's a guy who wanted it to be called a no-bot, instead of a robot.
Then
there was, I think there was more going on with this one than meets the eye, but he wanted to call it a no BS instead of an ABS.
I tell you, I think I like the one that's leading your poll.
I think the no BS is pretty good, though.
No BS is good, but I like the no, like, instead of no tap or shorten it, just no tap. That's what we got. It's a quick little, that's, baseball is all about shortening things, too, coming up with little code words for it. Right. I'll keep thinking about those, Jason. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think I'm going to do a sequel this week in my column and on X, because we got some more ideas. I like Blank Check was a late burst of inspiration that I had, and I thought that was going to do better. It's going to finish last. So what do I know?
All right, Jason, I wanted to ask you about Joe Adell's performance here. He robbed three homers in the Angels win. Baseball is a sport where we see crazy things all the time, and we really enjoy it. Where does this type of performance rank for you?
It was so cool. You know, Joe Adell hit 37 homers last year. I don't remember talking to you guys about any of them.
We didn't talk about him last year. Yeah.
What's that?
We didn't talk about him last year. You're right.
I don't think we talked about him for one second. He said zero homers this year. He's the talk of baseball, and now here we are. And I honestly think that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, one of the coolest games I've ever seen. You know, we have a couple of statistical services that have been tracking this for over two decades. There are only two instances in all that time of two home run robberies in a game, and three is just mind-blowing. Like, especially the last one, catching that ball, landing in the stands, popping up, waving the ball. I mean, what a moment, wasn't it?
There was a photo that was taken. I don't know if that was someone on social media who just had, right after Joshua and I were just saying, like, get rid of the kids, just enjoy the game and appreciate the moment. Masters has it right, no phones allowed. And then we got that beautiful shot of him standing up, like in the bleachers. So we were saying, Jason, what's the actual baseball rule on that? Like, is it as long as your feet leave from the field of play and you catch it before you hit? Like, what if you're so athletic where you can just like two hop over that fence, but you catch the ball, your whole body's outside the field of play. Like, what is the actual rule on that?
Yeah, I'm not an umpire. I just play one sometimes on this show. My understanding is kind of what you just described. As long as you catch the ball and you're not actually in the stands when you do it, it can still be a catch. You can't jump over the bullpen fence in Fenway and then run eight steps and catch a home run. That is not legal. This was, I think, pretty clearly legal. But the fact that there's so much the acrobatic nature of doing that, having the ability to focus, find the ball, catch the ball, not kill yourself, not kill a fan. It was amazing. Amazing. You know, Torrey Hunter called it the greatest defensive game of all time.
I saw that. Yeah.
You have any idea how we can measure that? Because I asked ChatGPT and it was a disaster.
That's good to know that AI is not taking over completely, because it can't answer things like that. Jason, can't wait to catch up with you again next week. I was thinking about you when I was enjoying the day out there at Fenway. It really was an awesome one to scratch off the bucket list. I'm glad we all got to do it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you got there and that it wasn't 37 degrees and drizzling.
Yeah, it was every day on the trip around it was. Wednesday sucked, Thursday sucked, Saturday sucked, Friday was fine for the game. It was unbelievable.
Baseball gods will smile on you, my friend.
Yeah, it was great. Jason, we'll catch up next week, all right?
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Yep, there he goes. The Hall of Fame baseball writer, Jason Stark, with Jason's Beef on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Always good to catch up. Back Page is coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow on northbound 270 between Easton Way and 161 on the east outer belt. And there's a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Unlock a 3.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Roundtable is coming up next. Skip Mossick in for the baby man, Brandon Beam, who welcomed his second child a couple of weeks ago.
Man.
Benny Beam.
What do you think it's like right now?
Oh, he's in a storm.
Yeah, he is.
It's like Scotty Scheffler.
Big storm guy.
Only Beam's not heading to the Masters this time. He's been there and he's done that. And I'll never get to go. You think Augusta listens in on what we do on this show?
And hell no.
I'm in a system where they say that's too much smut and filth.
That's not it.
That guy.
That's
forget
not
about
it.
A bikini wax comment by Gary McCord or whoever it was. This guy, he is not good and clean. We're not letting him down.
That's
he's
not the
suits.
Reason why.
Looks like a moron.
Saying nice cans.
They just know better.
Yeah, do they let Paige Spearneck? There's no way they let her down there. Sure. Do they?
She's everywhere.
They'd be so two-faced.
Did you see what her April Fool's was?
No.
She said she was only wearing collared shirts from here on out.
Yeah, right, Paige. Yeah, we can see right through that.
Immediately knew. April Fool's.
Here's what's coming up on Skip's Roundtable Show. He's got some spring football chatter with the one and only Jim Lachey. They'll hear some more comments from Ryan Day, as we heard earlier on this show. Oh, looky there. Clark Kellogg is going to give a little preview of tonight's championship game. That's awesome. Clark
Amazing.
Is one of the most professional. You talk about a good, clean boy. That's Clark Kellogg, and he is so savvy, so smart, so professional. He's the best thing about their studio show
now. I agree.
I know their studio show has been taking a lot of heat, and I do agree. This has nothing to do with Clark. They've maybe been trying too much to be funny when they should just do the show. Because you put that many personalities in there, they will be funny. You don't need all like the bits and stuff surrounding it for college hoops.
I have a philosophical issue with Chuck being on there as well. And it's not that I don't enjoy listening to him and all the ha ha he he.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he's dialed in enough to actually talk about
I get that, and I'm cool with that, because that's what Clark is there for.
Right.
You have some college basketball experts there, and then they can rope those guys in, and then it can actually sound like fun basketball conversations. Like, some of our guys don't know diddly squat about college hoops that we've been watching all year.
Later in the tournament, but the early rounds, it's a little bit tough watching him fake his way through talking about those teams.
I hear you. Also, Buckeye golf coach Jay Mosley, he's going to be on the show tonight. 8. So they'll talk some golf. They'll talk some Masters, I'm sure. And baseball coach Justin Hare is going to be on the show and more. Bucks are hot, baby.
Bob Todd going to be on
there? Bob Todd's not going to be there. They've already surpassed their win total from last season.
Amazing.
Regular season wins and Big Ten wins. They've had back-to-back Big Ten sweeps. Really cool. Before we hit the back page, I want to tell you one more time about my good buddies at Tri-State Men's Health. We understand how important sex is in a relationship. It's a big deal for you and your partner, but erectile dysfunction, ED, the dreaded two-letter acronym, that can take it away. And it can often create a strain on the relationship as well. Outside of the sex,
you don't want
that strain. So go to tristatemenshealth.com or give them a call, 800-900-9654. See about all the different types of treatments that they have that have had wildly good success rates. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God, get that first $99 visit. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. You get the TMPSA test. If advised, you get the dose. And if that doesn't work in the office, then that visit is free. You could be doing it the day after your appointment. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Back page. Let's hit it.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I'm actually with this 81-year-old Los Angeles Dodgers season ticket holder. His name is Errol Segal. Steven Seagal's son.
Errol sounds like an 81-year-old's name.
I don't know how he'd be Steven Seagal's son, being 81. Maybe it's his brother. Steven's got to be up there. He's beefing with the Dodgers because they finally got the notice. Welcome to the century here. That the tickets are no longer going to be printed. I'm surprised that they're just making this full switch. They're going fully digital to season ticket holders starting this year. But Seagal, who's been a season ticket holder for 50 years, claims that he doesn't know how to use a computer. Oh, how do you use it? How do you turn it on? In the computer? What are you talking about? And he owns an old flip phone that can't store virtual tickets like Andrew Luck.
Ah, I just like my flip phone.
So I'm kind of with the guy.
Yeah,
can we hook our 50-year season ticket holder up with some printed tickets with your taxes and fees and your ridiculous parking and concession prices? Like, let the man come to the games, please.
I'm kind of with you on that. I know why people have moved away from these tickets, you know, counterfeits and whatnot. Maybe they should send the dude like an Android or something just for tickets. Like, you just, this, all that's on here is your tickets.
We're going to get you a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get you a phone so it can store your tickets.
Yeah.
I miss having the physical tickets.
I like to keep
a copy of those so I can commemorate the games that I went to. It's something that I miss from those old days. Joshua, thank you so much,
No problem.
Common Man and I will be back tomorrow. Buckeye Roundtable is next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on Stelzer Road at Easton Way. And expect a couple-minute holdup on eastbound U.S. 33 going from 270 to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.